Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I have a charge on my credit card that I'm not aware of what it is.
Okay, let's look up your account you sent over to me. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Yes, Susan Adkins, ADKINS.
Thank you so much. I did. Well, I thought I did. Give me just a second. The computer's gonna decide to be crazy real quick.
Of course they are.
Yes, and it's a Sunday too. It never does. On Mondays, it's either crazy or really fast. Here we go. Well, I don't know if she sent me over the correct. Let's just do your first and last name here to go ahead. I think she sent me over the wrong information. No problem. I've got it here for it's coming up. And I say that, and I'll have three of you. Here we go. I've got you now. Is your address the 622 Cecil Way, Lexington, Kentucky?
No. I
No.
live in
Oh, are you
Texas.
joking? I knew she
No.
didn't send me over the correct one. Let's see exactly. And that is coming up. If somebody has the exact same name as you, spelled the same way. Let me try it one more time.
That's ADKINS.
Yes, ma'am. Because I even thought I was putting a T in it because that's what I did at the very beginning. Let me see if I can get another account to show up because what she sent me will not load for some reason. I'm not sure why. Let's see. Here we go. And it's still not coming up. One more time. I'm going to try my best to make it work. Okay, here we go. Okay, yes, ma'am. I think I might have found the correct one. You are in Arlington, Texas, correct?
Correct.
And that's 1001. Is that Firo Drive?
Fierro.
Oh, I'm from Alabama. I can't get all those names. Sorry. Okay, let's
It.
see exactly what is going on here for you. I do see where they tried to put some charges through, but it looks like it was declined. But give me just a moment and let it pull up for me. Here we
Well,
go.
one
No, they
wasn't
went.
declined.
One wasn't. I do see that now. And I do see it was for the KitchenAid mixer, but you don't ever recall entering a sweepstakes for a mixer whatsoever?
No, I already have a KitchenAid mixer.
You're lucky. That's been my dream. I've always wanted a KitchenAid mixer, and I've always wanted a yellow. Well, it's kind of more gold, the one they make.
Oh,
But I've always
mine's
wanted that
red.
one. Or I'm just fixing to say my second choice was red. Okay, and I do see that whoever did this to you paid, well, you paid the $7.95, but they ordered and entered that sweepstakes for the $56.95.
$7.95.
Yes, ma'am, and I do see two $56.95s. Is that correct?
I only saw one. I didn't go back further, but there
Okay,
should
I
be
see
none.
May 4th. Do you see May
No,
4th and June 4th?
I have June 4th.
Okay, I
I
see
didn't go
both.
back to May.
All right,
Well,
you
let
didn't
me
go
go
back to
back
May.
further.
Okay, sure. Take your time. And I do see that that was whoever did this to you. It was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. They charged you $56.95, and it got them a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget. But I am seeing the original charge of $7.95 on April 29th. Then on May 4th, $56.95, and then on June 4th, $56.95.
Okay, let me see. My computer only load a
Oh, you're
few at a
fine.
time.
Oh, I get it, and I know what you're dealing with over there. It's a pain in the
Yeah,
butt.
there's $56.95 on May 4th.
Okay, awesome. Well, not
And then
awesome, but that I can see it.
oh, and
Okay.
then there's the $7.95, yeah.
Okay, yes,
All of those
ma'am.
are fraud.
All of those are fraud. Okay, we do take fraud very seriously. I'm sure she told you. We'll work with your local authorities, have them verify the IP address of the device that was used to make this charge. So your refunds, I'm issuing $7.95 now and $56.95 twice. They will all be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. So that's a total of 3 refunds. Can I give you a confirmation number whenever you're ready, ma'am?
Yeah, let me get something to write on.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie, 260439220.
Okay. C is in Charlie 260439220.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And will someone let me know what you
find
out?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They will definitely let you know whatever they find out. And but don't be alarmed if it takes about 30 to 90 days for the investigation.
Oh my God.
But yes, ma'am, but we went ahead and refunded you now anyway. So that way you'll have your money.
Okay, and tell me again what it is that somebody signed up for, some kind of sweepstakes?
Yes, ma'am. They entered, it looks like somehow they were offered, it usually comes across as entering into a drawing as a KitchenAid mixer, and they would put you in a sweepstakes drawing 10 days later. And being entered into that sweepstakes drawing for the KitchenAid mixer is a free welcoming gift, they call it, for our shopping membership. And that's where the $56.95 came from. Whoever did this got a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from our online web store.
And do you have the information about that? I mean, can you follow...
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, that's above what I'm able to do. I'm not too tech savvy, but once they open the investigation, they're able to figure that out and try to find out who did this to you, and then they would work with your local authorities.
Okay. Well, this is on my Sam's MasterCard, and I mean, there's not a problem with, you know, waiting until the...
We just went ahead and refunded you regardless. So you get refund no matter what they find out.
I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
if somebody was sitting in front of your house, you're good and used your Wi-Fi, you don't have to worry about anything like that.
Okay, good. I'm just curious whether I should go in and change everything.
I would definitely give your credit card or your, you said it was Sam's. I would definitely give them a call and let them know what happened. Also let them know that I went ahead and refunded those too. That way they'll be expecting it.
Okay. And no future charges.
No future charges whatsoever. No, ma'am. I promise. No more charges whatsoever.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal. Okay, well, thank you so much, Crystal, and I hope we get to the bottom of this, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a terrific afternoon, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.